Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Add Wednesday's massacre at a social services center for the disabled in Southern California to the seemingly rapidly growing list of horrific gun shootings across the country. Where does the public stand on guns and gun control? Let's try to get answers from Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hi, hello, Dave.
Frank, the New York Times noted that over the past 4 years, more people in the U.S. have died from guns than Americans have died in wars in Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, and Iraq combined. Frank, are Americans resigned that violence on this scale is a cost of living in the United States?
Well, I'm not so sure they are resigned to it, but the real question is what can be done about it. And I think that's where public opinion plays a very important part in all of our thinking, including the political thinking. We do know that as of about a month ago, 55% of Americans said they did support stricter gun laws. And that's a majority, and that's actually higher than it has been. The number goes up and down, sometimes depending on whether we're polling right after one of these mass shootings and tragedies, but it is a majority. We also know that almost 90%, a huge number, Dave, of Americans do support universal background checks for gun sales, including the National Registry. And that's basically what the Obama administration has proposed. And that's been the case in our data for many, many years, that Americans support background checks for gun sales. But the real key is efficacy. That is, would this really make a difference? And in our most recent poll, we did ask Americans if there were universal background checks, would it prevent the number of mass shootings? And that's how we phrased it. And we found a slight majority of Americans were cynical and said, no, only a little or not at all would be the effect of those kinds of laws. And only 19% said it would make a great deal of difference in reducing mass shootings.
Staying on the topic of efficacy, the New York Times also notes that holiday shoppers set a Black Friday record for gun sales last week. Now, that was before Wednesday's massacre. Do Americans feel that that's the answer to arm themselves?
Well, very interesting. We did ask about concealed weapons. We said if more Americans carried concealed weapons, what would be the impact on violence in this country? And actually, Americans said that we would be safer. At least a majority, 56% of Americans said, and get this right, that if more Americans carried concealed weapons, the nation would be safer. Now, that's not the same as going into great depth about, you know, everybody being armed and things along those lines, but there is apparently some sentiment out there that if more of us carried guns around, the net impact would not be more danger, but less danger.
Frank, let's go overseas, where world leaders in Paris are trying to come to accord on an agreement for dealing with climate change. Back home, do Americans share the world consensus on the sense of urgency about the issue?
Boy, we've talked about this a lot here. We've measured it very much over the year, as have other pollsters. To some degree, it depends on what aspect of it you get at. But I think one measure that's important is a question that we've been asking for a number of years, well over a decade. Do you think that global warming will pose a serious threat to you or your way of life in your lifetime? Now, of course, if you're 90 years old, your lifetime's not very big. But the majority of Americans have decades and decades and decades, of course, to live. And the answer to that question is, when we updated it this year, 37% said yes. And that's maybe slightly up from what we've seen over the last decade, but really not up significantly at all. So one, I think, important fact is that the average American out there just doesn't see that global warming is going to affect them in their lifetime. And that probably relates to the fact that we just don't see global warming coming up to the top when we ask Americans about priorities for issues. There wasn't nearly as much of a difference by party in how you looked at the problem of global warming or climate change back in the early, say, 2000s, but it became politicized. It became a political issue. And right now, for example, over half of Democrats say that global warming will affect them in their lifetime. But get this number, only 18% of Republicans nationally say that global warming will affect them in their lifetime. So the whole prism through which we look at the issue of climate change is very much related to our political orientation in this country.
Frank, tis the season, so let's go shopping. Are Americans opening their wallets this December?
We certainly found a big jump up in spending over this past weekend after Thanksgiving. But the more we look at the numbers, the more we say that this looks like it's about where it's been in previous Thanksgiving seasons in terms of self-reported spending in the days right after Thanksgiving. Not a record high, not a huge drop either.
So then, is consumer confidence relatively the same from previous recent years?
Consumer confidence right now is about where it was last year, down from where it had been in January of this year, for example. But if you march back in time, Dave, consumer confidence was worse and worse going back to 2008. So on a relative basis, we're more confident now certainly than we were in, say, 2009 and and 2010, but we're nowhere near where we were back in what increasingly looked like the great old days of the late 90s, when everything was booming, Americans were happy, we had the dot-com boom. That's the record, I think, for economic prosperity in the minds of Americans that we've not equaled at all in recent months or years.
Though I see here that Gallup notes that Americans were very happy this Thanksgiving.
We have a happiness scale. Every day we ask Americans, did you experience happiness and enjoyment yesterday? And let me give you an example. This Monday, 42% said yes for the Monday after Thanksgiving, which is a fairly low number. But when we go back to Thanksgiving Day, it was 68%. That's about as high as we've ever measured it. Thanksgiving actually is the holiday which usually gets more positive happiness than any other day or holiday throughout the entire year, and it looked like it this year. So it was down in the 40s. On Thanksgiving, our happiness jumped way up, 20 or more points on our scale. The bad news, Dave, is as we all went back to work on Monday, it just collapsed, and we're all back to kind of the morose Americans that we were prior to the Thanksgiving holiday.
So there's something to be said that rainy days and Mondays get respondents down.
Oh, yes, we've documented that. What does this say about the workplace? The least happy days for all of us are Mondays and Tuesdays, and the most happy days of the week are Friday and Saturdays.
And that's why you and I speak each Friday. Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.